Welcome to episode 250 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Tent and Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we conclude our study of the book of Ephesians, an epistle written by the Apostle Paul. This is also the 200th episode in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks. 250 episodes in total. And 200 episodes in this series. Thank you so much for supporting this ministry by listening each weekday. We encourage you to continue to do so, and please tell others about us. God has been good to us, and we give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. You are good. You always have been. You are good. You are. For a brief time, at the end of the second missionary journey recorded in the book of Acts, and then for more than 2 years on his third missionary journey, Paul ministers to the church at Ephesus. During his time in this city that housed the famous temple to the Greek goddess Artemis, Paul sees many converted to the faith in Jesus Christ and many others who oppose his preaching in the synagogues and homes. One prominent silversmith, Demetrius, who makes the artifacts for the worship of Artemis, finds his business suffering greatly because people are converting to Christianity. The ensuing near riot that he helps to spark leads Paul to leave the city, but only after the apostle has done much to stabilize and grow the Christian community there. In the time that he spends with the Ephesians, the apostle builds an intimate relationship with them. In fact, when Paul leaves this church, they weep over him. However, in his letter to the Ephesians, Paul uses really impersonal language. We might expect him to dote over this church, compare with how he writes 1 Thessalonians, but he does not. Ephesians 6 verse 23, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Compare this conclusion with Paul's conclusion to the Romans. In Romans, Paul identifies no fewer than 26 people. In Ephesians, he doesn't identify anyone. Paul had never even been to Rome when he writes this letter to the believers there, and he still addresses people by name. So for these reasons and more, many scholars argue that the epistle was not especially intended for the saints at Ephesus, but rather for any Christian believers. Paul's writing breaks down into three main segments. 1. Chapters 1 through 3 introduce principles with respect to God's accomplishment. 2. Chapters 4 and 5 put forth principles regarding our present existence. 3. Chapter 6 presents principles concerning our daily struggle. These are the major themes Paul tackles in the book. 1. All people are by nature spiritually dead. They disobey God's law and are ruled by Satan. 2. God predestined his people to redemption and holiness in Christ. 3. God's rich mercy in Christ has saved sinners. This free gift is by grace through faith alone. 4. Jesus' saving work was part of redeeming a fallen creation for God. For this, he deserves glory, honor, and authority in this age and the next. 5. Jesus unites Jews and Gentiles into his one body, the church, as a new creation. 6. Christ's people are saved to new lives of holiness in thought, word, and deed. They must reject their old, sinful lifestyles. 7. Holiness in life includes submission to proper authorities in home and family life, and those in authority must care for those in submission to them. Paul tackles some of the most important points of doctrine. Here is one of the highlights. Ephesians 2 verses 4 to 10. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable richness of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. But God, these are two powerful words. God interrupted the process set in motion by Satan, sin, and death, intervening through the person of Christ to rescue us from a horrific fate. God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. God changed us in our nature from dead to alive. This is purely based on his mercy and love for us. This word mercy, Greek eleos, is the word that the Septuagint uses for translating the Hebrew hesed, loyal love. Perhaps Paul is hearkening back to the great loving kindness of God. It all could have been so much different, but then, no, but God. We were lost to sin, helpless and hopeless, but God. Sin demanded a sacrifice that no human could make, but God. Left to our own devices, we are petty, petulant, and full of prejudice, even in the church. But God, we are stubborn, rebellious, not inclined to submit to parents, to teachers, or to ruling authorities, but God. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but God. We cannot do good works in our own power, but God. But God so loved, but God extended his grace, but God sent his only son, but God can make us his masterpiece. The book of Ephesians hits on a wide range of moral and ethical behaviors designed to ensure believers are living up to our heavenly calling. As we continue in our faith from day to day, month to month, and year to year, the temptation to get comfortable will always exist. However, Paul presents the gift of God in Christ and the benefits we receive so clearly that we cannot help but ask ourselves if our lives reflect that reality as they should. So much of Ephesians is about growth. Maturity yields benefits in believers' moral lives, but it extends far beyond that as well. Increased maturity benefits the community at large, leading us as Christians to present a more consistent witness to the working of God in our lives, as well as protecting us from the harmful divisions and quarrels that have plagued so many communities throughout history. Perhaps more than any other book of the Bible, the book of Ephesians emphasizes the connection between sound doctrine and right practice in the Christian life. Far too many people ignore theology and instead want to only discuss things that are quote-unquote practical. In Ephesians, Paul argues that theology is practical. In order to live out God's will for us in our lives practically, we must first understand who we are in Christ doctrinally. Father, thank you for the theology of Ephesians. Thank you for the doctrinal truths of Ephesians. Thank you that we learn how we can grow up in the faith from Ephesians. That's our episode. Remember that God called you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.